Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kristen Arnold is here, too. Kristen is one of the outstanding members of our Brain Trust. She helps teams to be extraordinary. What teams, you say? Your team. Your team, whether you know it or not, you have a team. If you're a small business owner, no matter how small you are, obviously if you're pretty good size, you know you have teams. But she helps them to make sure that, helps companies make sure that they accomplish as much as they can through teamwork. She's the author of a book called Team Basics, Practical Strategies for Team Success. She also is the author of a tiny little book that's just chock full of good communication information, Email Basics, Practical Tips to Improve Team Communication. She's the author of also of an outstanding quarterly newsletter. Kristen Arnold, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. And by the way, who ever said that you were gracious and humble? That's
you know
what I want to know.
You know me, Mr. Gracious, Mr.
Uh-huh.
Humble.
Yeah, it's all promo, isn't it?
It's fun, though, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, by the way, folks, her quarterly newsletter is called Extraordinary Team. Kristen, as everyone knows, we're starting off the new year.
Yahoo!
And I really need you to help us get our teams properly aligned and properly deployed in the new year.
Well, you know, now is a great time to gather around the people who you rely on, whether you're a small independent sole proprietor or a company that has lots of people working for you. Gather around the people that you trust, whether they're working for you, your advisors, your advocates, and just start getting them to think about what are some of the ways that you can improve and be even more successful in the year 2003? Now, you can do that individually over a cup of coffee, lunch, or you can bring them together in a group setting and really make it an event to say, okay, let's focus in on what would make 2003 truly extraordinary. And then you can gather those that information, that input, those great ideas, and just listen to it with an open mind, not to say, well, we've done that before and that didn't work then. Mm-hmm. Well, it might just work now. So just gather around those ideas.
Now, how much prep work should we do on our own beforehand so we sort of know what we're talking about, know where we're going?
That's a really good question, because if you're talking about people who are external to your company, you
like
want
your CPA or your attorney,
like your
or
CPA,
banker.
Your attorney, advocates, really good customers, you probably want to give them a real brief snapshot of here's the world as it was in 2002, 2001, here's kind of where we've been, here's where we are, and now I want your thoughts on where we're going. If you're looking at a group that's internal to your company, you probably want to do a little bit more due diligence. And by due diligence, I'm talking about really putting your arms around the trends of your company, not just financial trends, but operational trends, customer satisfaction trends, employee satisfaction trends, anything that you can put your hands on to say, here's the picture of our company as we were, where we are, so that you can jumpstart people into thinking about where you should be going.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Also, your team is a wealth of information about what's going on in the world. I mean, you're doing your resolutions and your predictions, Jim. Your folks around you have resolutions and predictions and things that they see going on in the environment that would be great for you to tap into, because that just might be the next innovation that you've got going.
You've got to enlist your brain trust. I mean, everybody's got their own brain trust, as you say, and as we've been talking about. I mean, one of the biggest epiphanies, I think, that happens to a small business owner is when they actually have some employees around them, and they somehow, either by accident or by design, tap into that collective brain power, and they realize for the first time, you know what? I don't have to be the smartest person in the company. I don't have to have all the ideas. These people are smart. I'll just let them run and just listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first time that happens to a small business owner is a major breakthrough, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. And you've got to trust those people. And teamwork all revolves around that trust and that ability to tap into that collective brain power.
And when you get to that point, and you will do a better job of identifying the people who aren't contributing, and that's when you become a better hirer of brain trust members. Tony Till, we'll be right back with our good friend Christian Arnold, 800-531-3815. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up straight ahead, Rick Maurer will be joining us. And he's going to talk to us about how to keep good people, how to build loyalty in your company. And then after Rick, Leslie Kossoff will join us. And she's our quality process person. We're going to make sure she's going to help us make sure that we learn how to install quality in our small business and how that will help us to seek excellence. Christian Arnold is our guest now. And she's the author of Team Basics and another book called Email Basics. Christian, give us your website and tell us how the books are available.
It's theextraordinaryteam.com, and my books are available either on my website or any online distribution.
Okay, and that's ARNOLD, just like you would think. Christian, with two I's, with a K and two I's. And Christian, now on your website is the extraordinary,
www.theextraordinaryteams.com.
Is it team?
Team.
Teamsingular.com. And what else will we find when we get there? Can we subscribe to your newsletter there?
You can subscribe to my newsletter, or you can find a whole bunch of articles. There's a search engine that all you need to do is type in whatever you're looking for, and some articles will pop back at you.
All right. That
it's a real neat
good.
Resource.
Sounds good. Okay, we're talking about getting your team going in 2003, folks. And, Christian, one of the things I'd like to spend just another minute or so on this preparation that we have to do for ourselves. There are a lot of people listening right now who have never done what we're talking about. They've never said, okay, let's sit down and talk about how we can work as a team. You know, I've only got 5 employees, so that means that we can't split up into too many teams, but we can become teams. And one of the things I've seen happen before, Christian, you probably have too, is when the person initiating this thing, the owner, the boss, manager, starts out, they bumble and fumble and they don't really have a good direction. They don't really the way they come across and the ideas that they have doesn't impress anybody. And it's sort of wussy. And and so what happens is I've seen the employees' eyes just kind of roll back in their heads.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. So if you're going to do something like this, you really got to have your cornflakes together before you go in, don't you?
Yes, you do. I mean, because this is going to be a little bit different than probably what your employees are used to.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really where you're making an impression. You're making a stand. You're taking a stake in the ground and saying, this is going to be an awesome 2003. And if you're not awesome about it, and if you're not portraying confidence in presenting this information and the process that you're going to use, people are going to go, oh, my God, here mm-hmm. we go, another flavor of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I suggest that you do, Jim, is that you put together the objectives of what you're trying to do in that hour or 2 hours or however long you want to take, and then have an agenda and pass out the agenda ahead of time so that people have a real good idea of I'm in good hands. The owner has taken some care and thought and attention to what we're doing. Now, typically the objectives would be something like, I want to get some good ideas about the future. I want to set some goals. I want to set some activities, some deadlines. It depends on how much detail you want to get into. But
I stop you for a minute on the detail thing?
Mm-hmm.
And can I propose this? You tell me if I'm right or wrong here. I want to remind people that when you're preparing your presentation, when you're preparing to be the leader of this change, that you're going to be the change agent here in your organization and get these people realigned in the teams, you don't have to have all the answers. That's the reason you're going to these people. They've got some of the answers. So you have to just know that you have to be convinced that you're going to do it. You have to be committed to doing this, and you have to do it with some energy, with some conviction, and with a certain amount of structure. But you don't, and you can, and I say, Christian, I think it's okay to tell them, folks, I don't have all the answers. That's the reason I have you.
Well, in fact, Jim, I'll take it one more step. If you already know what your company goals are for the upcoming year, and you already know what the major tasks are and the activities and who's going to do them, and you want to tell them, then please don't set it up that this is a team involvement activity.
Right. Because in other words, if you're already, if you've already written it on a rock and you're just handing out the orders,
right,
then that's not team building.
No.
That's laying down the law.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, if you already have the answers, don't call it a team building meeting.
Right. Call it a task force. Or,
right.
You know, I'm trying to implement my ideas. Nothing pisses off people more than the appearance of input and teams, and you find out, no, we're just being basically told to shut up and do what we're told.
Exactly.
So your point is very well taken, Jim, in that you have to be committed and willing to accept people's ideas. And you know what? Sometimes their ideas might not be the way that you would do them, but they're the ones who are going to have to implement it. So if you have major heartburn, you need to speak up towards, you know, after all the ideas are out. But when you get all the ideas out, be open and receptive because, you know, they're closest to the work.
Mm-hmm.
You're close, but
and
they're
the
even closer.
Probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the vendors.
So one of the things that you want to do is lay out, here's what we're trying to do. Here's the level of detail I'm trying to look for. Even if it's just, I just want your ideas, that's great. If it's, I want to set some goals, that's great. If it's, I want to set some goals and identify some major milestones and set some time frames to it, that's great. Let people know what it is that you want as a deliverable. Nobody likes a meeting that's just a bunch of talk and no action. What is it that you want to walk away with at the end of that hour or 2 hours or that cup of coffee?
And what are we going to? And when are we going to get back together and follow up on this and get the reports back? And when we come back, we're going to take a quick break, 10 till. When we come back, we're going to talk. I want Christian to talk to us about how to know whether to have a team building session or not, or whether to just lay down the law, tell them what you want. 10 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. Christian Arnold is our guest. She's the author of Team Basics and Email Basics, two little books that I recommend to you, both of them, especially, folks, if you're thinking about having this this team-building session, you need to go ahead and get a copy of Christian Arnold's book. And as you know, she wouldn't be on the show talking about it. I wouldn't be telling you about it if I didn't recommend her and her book to you. And her website is TheExtraordinaryTeam.com, or online you can find her books at any of the online bookstores. Christian Arnold, with two I's, a K with two I's, and Arnold is spelled just like you would think it would be. Christian, I'm imagining people listening right now, and they heard us talking about two people, two different kinds of meetings. One is the one where we just lay the law down. That's the typical. That's the old dominator model of management. And the other model that we talked about is the team building model, which is why you're here talking to us about this. And that's more what I call the partner model. And somebody might be saying, well, why would I? I'm not comfortable with the team building model because I like to lay the law down. Well, here's my question to you then. You have all the sales you want? You have no problems? You have all the profits you want? Is everything running smoothly? No us versus them kind of attitudes in your company? You have all that squared away? I didn't think so. So pay attention. Christian's going to help you build a team. Try it. You'll like it. Go ahead, Christian.
Well, you know, we're talking about the command and control model and the more participative model. And so what you want to do is bring the group together and say, listen, I don't know everything. And I want your opinion, your input. I want to set some goals. I want to set some time frames, whatever your objective is. If you're talking about folks outside of your company, it's probably more I just want input. If you're talking about inside the company, you want to take it to another degree of getting goals and setting some milestones and setting some timetables.
Well, Kristen, let me stop you right there for a second. On these outside people, more and more of us, you and I have been talking about this some off the air, more and more of us are outsourcing. We're bringing in these external organizations to be our partners. And I've got a number of them. I know you have and have had many over the years. I'm actually setting goals for them. I've done that recently. I've said, look, I expect to be here. I want you to give me a progress report every week on where we are.
Right.
I expect to be here by the end of the month. I want to be there by March 1st. And I'm actually giving them making them be obligated to me.
Absolutely.
For a certain assignment.
So here's the difference, Jim, is you go ask them, given the fact that we've worked together for the last year or so, what is it that you think that I should be doing in my company that would take me to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
Either affirm things that we're doing, come up with new things, or, gee, Kristen, you're doing something really stupid. Stop doing this. So that those folks are your partners. They're, mm-hmm. Bring them in to the internal discussion of your team. But, you have to kind of make the decision about what it is that you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's generally a couple of pieces of this session. One is here's just a data dump about where we've been from everybody's perspective. Here's what worked well last year, and here's what didn't work so well. Okay, here's what worked well, here's what didn't work so well, and what are the opportunities looming on the horizon? Okay, so what worked well, what didn't work so well, and what are the opportunities looming on the horizon? If you've got some data that supports any of that, that would be great versus mm-hmm. just, people talking from the gut. Then you move into, okay, so where is it that we want to go in the future? And that's where really the teamwork kicks in, and that mm-hmm. it's a brainstorming session. And brainstorming means just get all the ideas out. You're looking for quantity, not necessarily quality.
Nothing is too crazy.
Nothing's too crazy, and don't evaluate and go, oh, well, we did that before. That's a stupid idea.
No judgments.
No judgments.
In a brainstorming session, no judgments.
That slows the dance down. And what you're really doing with your folks is you're dancing with them. You're trying to get them to start off, okay, here's the box step. Here's the basic moves. And once people get familiar with the basic moves, then your brainstorming sessions from here on out will get easier.
And more fun.
Absolutely. The first time you ever do this, people will be looking at you going, is she really for real?
Uh-huh.
What planet is he on? Because you're doing something a little bit different than what you've done in the past.
Kristen, I'm going to have to wrap it up for this visit. Will you come back soon and talk to us about how to run one of those brainstorming sessions?
Absolutely.
That's where we need to go with this, I think, in our next visit. Thank you for being here
Thank you so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Kristen Arnold, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget TheExtraordinaryTeam.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.